This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
The hour here on the Monday, March 7th, the DJV program. I'm Doug Steffen. Jennifer Horn is here. Victoria Keelan is here. Jay got not wiped out by the tornadoes, but those tornadoes sure took their toll.
Well, they're not there. She doesn't have tornadoes. She just has a lot of wind. But
yeah,
she said that they have.
Well,
yeah, so the wind knocks everything
kind
away.
Kind of the entrail of the storms that created the tornado that killed seven people in Iowa. A couple of children were killed. But the most interesting part of it, other than the sadness about these people who were killed, is the way they combined. There were two tornadoes near Des Moines, and Winterset, Iowa, actually, where I think we're heard every day. Hello and welcome to the folks who survived all that. May not have power, so they may not be listening to us. Anyway, Lucas County, which is a little south and east of Des Moines, that's where the tornado struck, and the two of them getting together, it just made, woo. And then the ride back when I was on the plane last night, the storm had moved south, but you still felt what was left. And you like talk about a roller coaster in an airplane, always the stuff that people don't like to experience at all. Even if you're a seasoned flyer like I am, I don't know, I think what I do is, if there's somebody obviously next to me that's upset, then I try to talk to them a little bit, and then, you know, everything is, it kind of goes.
If not, you white knuckle.
Yeah, exactly. That's what happens. Yep, exactly. Miracles, however, we made it through, and here I am. And so, one-on-one, Jennifer Horn, Victoria Keene, as I said, Jay is not here. So let's talk about Russia. Let's talk about the latest, the dangers of cornering Putin. There are a lot of people who thought that the sanctions that have been poured onto Russia would be enough to put him in his place, if you will, and get the Russian people to double down and lash out against him. But that's, you know, he's been lashing out himself. But the Russian people, apparently, Victoria, are not able to access any information. Is it all streaming services or just Facebook? What is there that's shut
there's
down?
There's a long list. It's a growing list. But Facebook is completely now blocked in Russia. And so, and, you know, Netflix has turned off in Russia. There are a bunch of companies who've pulled out. Now, they canceled, Russia canceled Facebook. Facebook did not pull out of Russia.
Right.
Facebook is upset because they say a lot of people, now there's no way for them to get credible news. Or there's also no way, you know, without having Facebook, a lot of people use that to stay connected to family and friends. And so, you know, it's just walling off the country. I keep saying it, and it feels like it's heading quickly into the North Korea direction of, you know, controlled internet and controlled everything. And access to entertainment is now, you know, like Netflix and other streaming services are just no longer working there. So, and I'm sure the list is going to keep growing.
Yeah. Yep. All right. So now we're talking with the Ukrainians.
They're also changing the curriculum in the schools, too, to
the Russians or the Ukrainians?
The Russians are changing the curriculum in the schools.
I don't think kids are in school in Ukraine right now, right?
Yeah, I don't know that that's a possibility. But, they're changing it so that they're talking about how this is the only way to gain freedom, and they're talking about the war in kind of glowing terms. And so this is what Putin will do. This is what Russia, this is what communism does, right? Shut off influence to the outside world and
start telling people
that you're de-Nazi-ing the planet.
I mean, I wonder what made them choose Nazis, just because everyone universally hates Nazis? Is that
in Russia, particularly, they hate the Nazis in Russia. So,
all right, so who believed
they're acting like that?
Really, there was going to be a ceasefire. Who actually, did anybody really believe that was going to happen?
I think Ukraine was hoping so, and now there's talk
just
that there's
to get
another
people out.
But that there's another ceasefire that's supposed to. Russia says, "Oh, well, we're really serious this time after they broke two over the weekend."
Yeah.
Now they're saying today
they're bombing civilian targets. And now the newest update on that is the proposed evacuation routes that Russia says, you know, okay, we're not going to bomb and everybody can get out. They lead to Russia or Belarus. So what are those options? Yeah, we won't bomb you, but you only can go to Russia or Belarus.
Mm-hmm. All right, so where are we when it comes to providing the instruments of war, whether it be guns, ammunition, tanks, fighter jets? Where are it's a heyday for the military-industrial complex. But we were talking about all those old jets that were sitting on the ground in Tucson. So what are they doing? Those could be put back to use pretty quickly. We don't dare send our pilots in our plane.
Right. Yeah. But, you know, here's something that I've been thinking about this. Because, you know, military contractors, it's huge business, right? Huge money business.
Big business.
And I've been thinking about that because I've heard that there are some military contractors on the ground. But I learned from a really reputable source on Friday that President Biden and the administration, his State Department and the Department of Defense, were offered this idea that they would send contractors into Ukraine to fly the planes that we would give them. So we give them unmarked planes, right, from the stockyards. This was an idea that was presented to Biden. So you give them planes from the stockyards, unmarked with the United States, just basically given to Ukraine, and then you send in contractors to fly them. Because a lot of the problem is that you have a Ukrainian military that doesn't know how to use a lot of the equipment that is being sent, and you send in military contractors to help in that fight so that they can actually enforce their own no-fly zone so that you don't have other countries coming in and essentially poking the bear because everybody wants to avoid going into World War III, even though I think Putin's already fighting it. So I don't – Biden's administration said no to that idea. They wouldn't do it. And I don't understand why that is. I mean, to me, that sounds like a really good way if you want to provide real help to get in without getting involved. But – it was a no.
It seems that a lot of the concern, and I don't know specifically if it's with that plan, but the concern that I've been seeing popping up is that in the event that something is shot down, that technology is somehow gets into the Russian hands if Russia takes over.
But that's why they would send old Russian planes, because they already have this technology.
I think those old Russian planes, aren't they the ones going to Poland now? And Poland's going to give them to Ukraine, and then in exchange, we're giving F-16 fighters to Poland. I think that's the plan that's probably going to go. But the contractor thing is interesting, because we already have contractors over there. They're the ones showing the Ukrainian army how to use a lot of the missiles and stuff that we've sent. So the contractors are already
in play. Contractors. They're missionaries. They're not missionaries. Mercenaries. They work for twice as much as they made when they were. They're all soldiers who get out of the service and they go to work for these guys.
And make real money, right.
And make real money, exactly. Yeah. All right, so in Los Angeles this weekend, happy to see again $6 gasoline. There were a few places I went to. I actually
40 cents I paid this weekend.
I found a 76 station. I paid $5.19. That was the cheapest that I saw anywhere.
And Jen's like, send me there. Where can I go get $5.19?
$6.40. I was appalled.
Well, here in Massachusetts, it's $4.80. I've never seen gas as expensive as it is here in Massachusetts.
Well, and that's exactly the argument that the EU and the US is making. If we go in and engage with Russia and we don't, you know, and they're coming up supposedly working on a plan to not buy Russian oil anymore, the prices of gas are just going to keep going up.
But if we drill here, you really provide because the gas, so gas and oil prices are dictated on futures and on what's to come. And what's spooking the market is that there's no place to replace that Russian oil. America could be the hero. Joe Biden could be the hero. You have to start drilling here.
You can buy oil from Middle Eastern sources. You can buy, and I'm not saying what you said isn't true, but you can buy stuff from other sources.
You can buy it from the
Russians.
The Saudis
should be shut off today.
I understand, and I agree, but we should start drilling here at home. We're worried about oil prices, that's going to bring them down significantly, even having those conversations they're entertaining this idea.
About all these people, environmentalism
then we're
is
gonna
great.
Go back
conservatism
to Iran.
Is great. Yeah, it's not. This is not working under the circumstances. So Visa and MasterCard, that was a big headline over the weekend, too. They're out. And so what do they have for their own credit cards? What's the Chinese credit card? Isn't there some yin-yang-yang?
Well, Visa and MasterCard are everywhere. But what they're doing is they're pulling So they're not tied to any of the banks that are under sanction. So yeah. If you live in Russia and you are banking with and you have a Visa debit card, let's say, not that you're going to be able to pull out any cash, but if you are still using a Visa or MasterCard and you're tied to one of those banks, the card will still work. But for the vast majority of people who have Visa and MasterCards with banks outside of Russia, they won't work anymore.
But this decision should have been made. I've seen the administration is thinking about trying not just stop it. And then looking at the propaganda coming out of the Chinese Communist Party, they have a newspaper called the Chinese Global Times. That's the mouthpiece as opposed to the Epoch Times, which is the mouthpiece of the opposition, and that's printed here in America. But in China, there's one newspaper. The USA Today of China is called the Global Times. And they posted a video over the weekend saying that a large number of Ukrainian soldiers had laid down their arms. And their source was Russian television in America, RT, which hasn't been on the air.
It's been shut down.
Yeah, right.
Right. Well, the other story, on Friday, I almost, because it started trending on Twitter for a half a second, and I was like, wow, this can't be right. They said that Zelensky had left Ukraine. And I was, thankfully, before I was on my own program, I'm like, let's make sure that this is true. Sure enough, all Russian sources saying that Zelensky had left Ukraine and that he was going someplace else to hide out. It's unbelievable how the propaganda is coming out. And because of social media, it catches fire because people aren't looking where it's coming from. And then all of a sudden you have all this bad information out there. It's really, you got to be very careful as to what you believe that you're seeing floating out there.
Yeah.
And Ukraine's doing it, too. It's not just Russia. It's not just China. No. Ukraine's doing it, too. I mean, they're bringing in propaganda as well as a tool to try to get favor from the world. But
we've been talking, or a lot of people, and not just us, about whether this is World War III, which I think is preposterous, frankly, but is it the start of a new Cold War? After we got rid of the problem in 1962, the Cuban Missile Crisis, the Cold War kind of, that was the crescendo. It kind of didn't go away, but it was downplayed after that. And so is this, I see this as more of a Cold War, although, you know, it isn't just the kinds of things that we were used to 70 years ago or 80 years ago. It is the stuff using technology, today's technology. That certainly, I don't know, is that, would we use the term hot war or cold war to describe what the Russians have been doing with technology for years now? I think that was the start of another cold war. At least that's the way I look at it. Okay, 18 after.
The weather can be unpredictable. Be prepared with windshield wipers that can handle anything. Michelin Endurance XT silicone wiper blades are real-world proven for extreme weather performance, lasting 2 times longer than other blades. New Michelin Endurance XT silicone wiper blades. Only available at Walmart.
These may be uncertain times, but what is certain is that every family needs a reliable thermometer. Protect your family with the Exergen Temporal Scanner, the only home thermometer used and recommended by hospitals, physicians, and clinics. Stay safe with Exergen.
This week on RVER, sponsored by Progressive Insurance.
Oh, that new doctor is drop-dead gorgeous.
Please, he's just another Ivy League-educated surgeon with good hair.
No, he's different.
Nurses, we got a Class C motorhome with a detached driver's side mirror. Meet me in the OR.
Stat.
Right away, doctor.
No, she's on break. I'll handle this one.
Oh, you conniving little...
When your RV really needs saving, Progressive has you covered. See if you could save with a leader in RV insurance. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and affiliates. Coverage subject to policy terms.
Angie's List is now Angie, your home for everything home. With Angie, you could cross your next project off your to-do list before this ad is over. Just tell us what you need and we'll handle the rest, sending a top pro to get it done. Or browse reviews, compare quotes from pros, and connect instantly, all for free. For everything from routine maintenance to a dream remodel. Because however you want your project done, we'll get it done. Download the app or go to Angie.com. That's ANGI.com to get started.
I need 4 more of the brisket carnitas, 2 burnt end platters, 3...
The kitchen at Kai's Barbecue is firing on all cylinders.
Greg, help me bring this to the pickup counter.
He needs food runners who can hit the ground quickly.
86 on the chicken and we're short staffed. Let's pick it up.
Indeed can help him hire great people fast.
I need Indeed.
Indeed you do. Instant Match instantly connects you with quality candidates whose resumes on Indeed match your sponsored job description. Visit Indeed.com/credit and get $75 towards your first sponsored job. Terms and conditions apply.
struggled with symptoms like frequent gas and stomach pain for years.
I was bloated all the time with daily diarrhea.
At first, I thought it was what I was eating.
I kept thinking it was stomach issues.
So I did my research and talked to my doctor, and we finally uncovered the truth.
It was actually EPI. Exocrine pancreatic insufficiency, or EPI, is a condition where your pancreas is unable to help break down your food.
It can lead to symptoms like diarrhea, gas, bloating, stomach pain, unexplained weight loss, and oily stools.
And EPI symptoms can be confused with those of other common digestive conditions, like irritable bowel syndrome, Crohn's, and celiac disease.
So getting to the right diagnosis meant being more open with my doctor about the severity of my symptoms and how often they were happening.
But there's good news. EPI is manageable, so don't wait any longer. Use the symptom checker at identifyepi.com and schedule a visit or call with your doctor to ask, Could I have EPI?
Sponsored by AbbVie.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Extendovite really works. Here are some reviews from Amazon.com. John Hess, 5 out of 5 stars. Awesome. Probably my only review, but at age 40, I was getting bad heart throb and left arm pain, mainly before bed. I even stopped smoking and drinking sodas for a month, and that didn't work. After one day of taking Extendivite, it was gone and hasn't returned in 3 years. I've ordered Extendivite 13 times, so Amazon just said. Juliet Hordick. I've ordered this product before in liquid form. It is fantastic. My whole family's been on it. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
DJV Health Podcast with Dr. Jack Stockwell.
Colors. I mean, we put green in our carpet, we put green in our drapes, and we call it forest green. And food manufacturing companies will take something mass-produced on commercial farms that are poisoned by terribly poisonous pesticides, herbicides, fertilizers, everything else, and flavor it, color it, just like morticians, to try to make it look really good. Those are the kinds of foods that mess up the brain.
All DJV Health Podcasts can be found at DJVHealthShow.com. Or wherever you get your podcasts.
All right, 23 after the hour now here on the DJV program. There is an engagement. Is there marriage? Is there a baby in the future for a well-known sports figure? We'll get to that after this.
I struggled with symptoms like frequent gas and stomach pain for years.
I was bloated all the time with daily diarrhea.
At first, I thought it was what I was eating.
I kept thinking it was stomach issues.
So I did my research and talked to my doctor, and we finally uncovered the truth.
It was actually EPI. Exocrine pancreatic insufficiency, or EPI, is a condition where your pancreas is unable to help break down your food.
It can lead to symptoms like diarrhea, gas, bloating, stomach pain, unexplained weight loss, and oily stools.
And EPI symptoms can be confused with those of other common digestive conditions, like irritable bowel syndrome, Crohn's, and celiac disease.
So getting to the right diagnosis meant being more open with my doctor about the severity of my symptoms and how often they were happening.
But there's good news. EPI is manageable, so don't wait any longer. Use the symptom checker at identifyepi.com and schedule a visit or call with your doctor to ask, Could I have EPI?
Sponsored by AbbVie.
What is going on? All right, let's get to the latest super... Well, this guy's not a superstar. He owns a team that has a lot of superstars, though, right, Victoria?
Yes, Robert Kraft owns the New England Patriots. And over the weekend, it kind of came out that he's been engaged for, I guess it's a recent engagement, but fashion designer Tommy Hilfiger was doing his, he hosts an annual AMFAR gala every year in Palm Beach, and he mentioned, I guess while he was addressing the crowd, that Robert Kraft and his girlfriend, Dr. Dana Blumberg, have gotten engaged. Apparently, it's like a 10-carat ring, which... Yeah. it would need to be because, oh, a lot. But, I mean, think about, like, we all know that he likes to fly down to Florida to go to the Yankee the Wanky spas or whatever you want to call them.
Yeah,
like, what woman would want to marry this dude?
Well, that was my question. I wondered what kind of a woman is it all been forgotten, or is she doing it for the bling? He's 80, she's like 46 or something, it looks like.
Yeah. Apparently she's a top eye doctor in L.A. Maybe you could go to her for your eye issues.
No, I don't know that. I'll look around, though. I mean, I'm seeing somebody else who's actually an Iranian doctor. And the Russian, where are the American doctors? That's a good question. The two doctors I'm seeing, one of them is Iranian, and the other one is Russian. That's just strange. Anyway. You wonder how people like that meet other people. They don't go online to, what is it, Tinder?
Yeah.
Tinder.
No, I don't know where they met. But like I said, she's apparently pretty well known as an eye doctor in L.A.
Yeah.
And so they were first spotted in June of 2019 at the French Open. And then they've gone to a lot of different, you know, they've been seen together a bit. So it's a couple of years now, and we'll see. He had been married once before. He married his college sweetheart, and she passed away in 2011. So I guess we know where he was. He was at all those, massage parlors. And
there
so,
you go.
Thanks.
Well, all right.
10 carats would not buy me. I would still say no.
I get it. I know. Jessica Simpson has sold a lot of dresses. She was on Home Shopping Network. She's back. Looking like she's back in business.
She sold 16,000 dresses.
Yeah.
I mean, it's crazy. Ooh-wee. People love Jessica Simpson. They love her clothing line. Yeah. And good for her. She's like a billionaire. Good for
28
her.
28 after the hour.
These may be uncertain times, but what is certain is that every family needs a reliable thermometer. Protect your family with the Exogen Temporal Scanner, the only home thermometer used and recommended by hospitals, physicians, and clinics. Stay safe with Exogen.
The weather can be unpredictable. Be prepared with windshield wipers that can handle anything. Michelin Endurance XT silicone wiper blades are real-world proven for extreme weather performance, lasting 2 times longer than other blades. New Michelin Endurance XT silicone wiper blades, only available at Walmart.
This week on RVER, sponsored by Progressive Insurance.
I'm sorry, I can't operate on that vehicle.
But, Doctor, you took an oath.
That RV, it's my son's RV.
Oh, Doctor, isn't there anything you can do?
I'm not a miracle worker, Sheila. I'm an RV surgeon, trained to save the lives of large injured recreational vehicles, which is definitely a real profession.
When your RV really needs saving, Progressive has you covered. See if you could save with a leader in RV insurance. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and affiliates, covered subject to policy terms.
I'm getting vaccinated with Prevnar 20.
So am I, because I'm at risk for pneumococcal pneumonia.
I'm asking about Prevnar 20 because there's a chance pneumococcal pneumonia could put me in the hospital. Age 65 or older, you may be at increased risk for pneumococcal pneumonia. Ask your doctor or pharmacist about getting vaccinated with Prevnar 20, pneumococcal 20-valent conjugate vaccine, a Pfizer vaccine that can help protect against pneumococcal pneumonia in just one dose. Prevnar 20 is approved for adults to help prevent infections from 20 strains of the bacteria that cause pneumococcal pneumonia. Continued approval may depend on a supportive study. Don't get Prevnar 20 if you've had a severe allergic reaction to the vaccine or its ingredients. Adults with weakened immune systems may have a lower response to the vaccine. The most commonly reported side effect was pain at the injection site. For additional common side effects and full prescribing information, please call 1-855-213-2138 or visit Prevnar20.com.
I want to be able to keep my plan.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
USA Radio News with Lance Pride.
As Ukraine has announced, more than 1.5 million refugees have fled the country since Vladimir Putin launched his onslaught onto the Ukrainian people. More and more Russians, under the threat of prison, have gone to the streets to protest Putin's war. Russian police detained more than 4,300 people on Sunday. That's according to an independent protest monitoring group. Thousands of protesters chanted, "No to war and shame on you." As the United States continues to buy Russian oil, many on Capitol Hill are calling for an end to the Biden administration practice. Oil traders believe the ongoing Russian-Ukraine war and its international fallout could drive up prices this month, with some optimistic traders eyeing the price of $200 per barrel. Monday morning, oil surged to $120 a barrel. Thanks for listening. It's well appreciated. We are USA Radio News.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork. You know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
U.S. basketball authorities have said that a female American basketball player being held in Moscow on narcotics charges is two-time Olympic champion Brittany Grenier. The Russian Federal Customs Service said in a statement they arrested a person who had won two Olympic gold medals with the United States. It added that an inspection of hand luggage carried on by a U.S. citizen who arrived on a flight from New York in February confirmed the presence of vapes and a liquid with a specific smell. That turned out to be cannabis oil. Russia still has possession of Ms. Grenier, and she faces a jail term of 5 to 10 years. With the use of sanctions against Russia as America's response to Putin's onslaught of Ukrainian civilians, Republican Representative Claudia Tenney from New York is amazed how the Biden administration is getting another crisis wrong for the American people.
But the problem is, if we're going to cut off Russian oil to the United States, we have to produce our own. And we have to let the, you know, bring back the Keystone Pipeline, which, you know, Secretary of Transportation Pete Buttigieg said is off the table, but he's willing to negotiate and get oil from Iran, who, by the way, one of the negotiators, the key negotiators in the new Iran nuclear deal that the Democrats are trying to resurrect is Russia. It's incredible how naive and just plain how absurd this administration is. This is insane that this administration is not looking at this clear-eyed and with common sense.
My name is Lance Pry. We are USA Radio News.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILING them.com.
DJV Health Podcast with Dr. Jack Stockwell.
Some of the strongest, most beautiful bodies on the face of the planet. Babies that were just so healthy that they hardly ever got disease. But when the white man moved into that area and brought in white flour and brought in alcohol and brought in the other things, now they're one of the most sickest of the indigenous peoples in America. And the same thing we did with the Inuit Eskimo up in Alaska.
All DJV Health Podcasts can be found at DJVHealthShow.com. Or wherever you get your podcasts.
Monday, March the 7th. We'll have a full week of March here. And I'm wondering whether you're exercising. The weather's getting warmer here, there, and everywhere. What's it in New Jersey where you are, Victoria? What's the temperature this morning?
Today is going to be sunny and 72. And
72.
Yeah.
Yes. But is it global warming?
It is.
Is this, huh?
But this is a perk. Yep. Because then it's going to drop down by 30 degrees. It goes up 50 degrees, down 30. We're all over the place.
Yeah. Well, maybe it's just the way we're waking things up. I have the crocuses coming out of the ground here. Actually, a lot of different flowers are coming out. It's pretty unusual. at this time of year to see them this early. But it's kind of nice when late January and most of February here in New England was awful. It wasn't much better where you are down in New Jersey. For those of you who are new to the program, we all sound like we're in the same room, but we aren't. We're in a virtual room. Jennifer's in Los Angeles. Jay's down in Nashville. Victoria is in New Jersey. I'm most of the time on the farm, sometimes out in L.A. Sometimes I travel around and enjoy the fruits of having all of these great stations and people around the country to visit with. It's kind of cool. I did a lot of walking this weekend, Victoria.
Mm-hmm.
And I would say it was mindful walking. I was thinking a lot about Earth and because the temperature in Los Angeles was below what it is here. When I got off the plane last night, it was 61 degrees, and it was raining a little bit. But when I got on the plane in Los Angeles, it was 59. And so you think there's usually there, but it was beautiful, sunny. It was a beautiful day yesterday. But you think about things that we take for granted. My son and I have taken I don't actually remember ever taking many walks with him. But now that he's got a new son and he likes to take him out on a walk, so the two of us go out. And we spent a long time yesterday sort of in a meditative, in a manner of speaking. Walking is good for thought, I think. And we share a lot of things together, sometimes on phone calls, sometimes even in email or videos and that sort of thing, FaceTime. But I enjoy his company immensely. And so we're pushing the new baby around. And I was thinking to myself how fortunate I was to have him and to have his son. And there's that whole business of generations, the three generations. There's a picture of my father and I and Brendan with Charlotte Ann, the dog, that is one of my most treasured possessions. I wonder why it is. Why do we feel? What do you think it is? Is it community? Is it love? What is there about this sort of experience that makes us all so thankful? I'm sure all of the people listening can recall a simple, easy memory that you have creating time and space with somebody that you like to, be with. That taking walks is often a great way. Yeah, I don't have time to do that when I'm on the farm.
Yeah. I have you're always moving and on a tractor and
Right. Yeah,
no, it's nice.
Work to be done. Yeah, it's just something. Think about what you're thankful for. I guess that's maybe a good takeaway from this. Today is Alexander Graham Bell Day. Scientist, inventor, he's the fellow, who created the telephone. Thus the old, they used to call it when I was a kid, probably you don't know this, it was called the Bell System, because he, as the father of the telephone.
Oh, like all those,
Yes.
Oh, didn't they get turned into AT&T or something, right?
Yes,
or
Bell became American Tell&Tell. Yes, but they used the Bell as their insignia, and I think they still do. Don't they? Does AT&T still have... As their, I think it is a bit. I don't know because I don't have AT&T. But anyway.
I haven't had a landline in 15 years.
I know.
So I don't know.
One. Yeah. I know. So he worked with the deaf community in his own life. His father was a figure, taught deaf students, fostered communication in the deaf community, and then Bell determined to help deaf people. And that's how he got his invention going.
I never knew the deaf aspect. Did you know that?
No, I did not know that.
Interesting.
Yep. So all of the things that were done, sometimes Bell is confused with Marconi, Marconi was responsible for what the telephone line that we know today, and Bell was responsible for the utility that is connected by the telephone line. Does that make sense? Manner of speaking, the radio waves, connections, that sort of thing, that came along. I think the phone was first. Wasn't it when they had real line, then Marconi came along and...
I don't know, but can you imagine what would Alexander Graham Bell think of an iPhone? Right?
Yeah, that's exactly. Yeah, think about that a little bit. The trucker's convoy. The business of what happened up in Canada, and then they went to the Beltway, didn't they, over the weekend? I don't know how much of a Did they create
sort
a stir?
Slowly. No, traffic, they said, you know, didn't come to a standstill or anything. I guess that was, they weren't really fully successful in that mission. But it slowed stuff down. I just don't, I mean, to me, this is just dumb now. Because the vaccine mandate.
It's over.
Whatever cities you're, you know, L.A. and New York, they removed the, you know, you don't have to be vaccinated to go into any indoor arena or into restaurants or something. So it's like, what are these people are literally... I mean, my only thought was, like, why are they wasting so much gas when gas is so expensive?
Oh, yeah, right.
And they're driving. This is like a 40-mile-long thing that they're doing, and all these people just wasting all that gas. And, like, for what? It just, I don't know. I think it's dumb.
Yeah. It doesn't seem to be well, it's not well thought out.
They drove from California down to D.C.
Yeah.
So, it just, like... I don't know. Just thinking about all that gas and how expensive it is, it just, I think they're pretty stupid.
Oh, well, that didn't make a lot of sense anyway. No. I don't know if I call them stupid, but
I think it's stupid to waste that much gas at a time when it's $6 a gallon in California.
Right. Yep. The Supreme Court has reinstated the death sentence. I'll tell you here locally, this was the headline all weekend long.
I bet, yeah.
The Boston Marathon bomber Saneyev, if that's how you pronounce his name, who you'll remember was convicted after the 2013 attack. Three people were killed. Hundreds of people were injured. The lady that was in my life at the time was a block away from it, watching the race when that took place. And I think about some of the descriptions because she called me right after it happened. She said, you wouldn't believe what just happened. And then you see all of the stuff, not only the results of the work that they did, but then chasing them around for days the way they did.
I remember that. I was on Twitter following like the live feed of the police scanner.
Yeah.
And people were, and you could tune in and listen to the police scanner, which the cops got really upset with. They didn't want people listening on that because they thought that the bombers themselves could be listening. Didn't they find this kid in a boat?
Yep.
In someone's backyard, right?
Watertown. Yep, they did. In the backyard.
The brother had already been killed.
He ran over him.
And he ran over the brother after he had been shot. Yeah, so the brother was killed 2 days later, I guess, after the bombing. And then
shootout.
Oh, it was, what a mess. So the reason that, the interesting thing about the Supreme Court weighing in on this, the Supreme Court, as we know, or, well, I think as we sort of reiterate from time to time, because I think it's important, they don't make decisions. They
rule on,
they look
court
at
cases.
How the rulings were done, and then they decide to overturn something. They're not trying cases. And so they voted 6-3. The liberal justices dissented on this. It was not about his guilt. It was about how the actual trial had gone, because the presiding judge had made some pretty questionable decisions during this trial. And so this guy Sarnoff's lawyers had said, you know, what the judge did was, you know, was improper. And it went, as we know, all the way up to the Supreme Court. So the Supreme Court now saying that the appeal that he won has now been overturned. So he's back with the death penalty. Now, the other thing that's worth mentioning, the death penalty right now is on pause. Under Attorney General Merrick Garland at President Biden's behest, as they are they're examining how effective the death penalty really is and how
not effective at all. But it sometimes is warranted just because what's the old vengeance is mine, saith the Lord.
Isn't that also when, you know, revenge and vengeance, you dig two graves, right? I mean, I don't know. Psychologically, there are a lot of studies that have come out where they've interviewed families of victims, the person was tried, convicted, and sent to the death penalty and given the death penalty. And families overwhelmingly say it didn't help them.
No.
And so
doesn't help either.
It is worth it. It is. I am not a fan of the death penalty. I don't believe
in
it.
Me either.
But I do think
in some cases, I think, we got to pop off some of these people because they're occupying time and space, taking up oxygen, and there's no reason for them to do it. That's pretty basic bottom line stuff. I think a lot of people have been put to death that weren't guilty, and that's
my
opposition
to it. Well, that's a huge problem.
Yep. Yeah, it is a huge problem. All right, let's see what else we have for problems with the Russians. The WNBA star who's in Russia, why?
She plays in a Russian league. She's been playing in a Russian league. Yeah.
Oh.
She's a two-time Olympic medalist for the U.S. She's a WNBA superstar. And but unfortunately, the WNBA, much like soccer for women, they don't pay money. They just don't pay. And so all of these athletes end up going to foreign markets in the off season. She arrived in the beginning, either the end of January or the beginning of February, in Russia. She plays on a team there. She's been playing there since 2014. And apparently while she was at the airport, some canine dogs sniffed out that she had a vape pen that had cannabis oil in it. And now we don't know the story. She's not been heard from since. Her last post on social media was over a month ago. So it's, you know, the concern is that is she going to be a high-profile hostage at this point?
Mm-hmm. Yep. And I'd say that was something to be concerned about, frankly, pretty obviously, in fact. 46, almost 47 at the hour on the DJV show.
Paid for by the American Hospital Association, the COVID-19 pandemic has taken its toll on the nation's healthcare workforce. In just the last 2 months, nearly 30 million COVID cases and 120,000 deaths have been reported. Lieutenant General Ronald Place is the director of the Defense Health Agency.
Thanks to all the healthcare workers across the United States who continue to persevere through this challenging pandemic. I recognize your extraordinary dedication, compassion, in some cases bravery, as you act as the first line of defense against COVID-19. And my particular thanks to those who support our military families across the nation.
To date, there have been approximately 4.5 million total reported COVID-19 hospital admissions, with 49% of those admissions occurring since July with surges in Delta and Omicron, but no relief payments. Hospital advocates are asking Congress and the administration to immediately distribute remaining dollars in the Provider Relief Fund. Visit AHA.org to learn more.
Calatrin is collagen. We're born with collagen. We lose it. You're putting back into your body what your body has naturally. There are no drugs. There are no stimulants. And what it does, it supports the lean muscle. It burns your stored fat. You're going to more than likely see inch loss before weight loss. That doesn't happen fast. Also, if you have anything joint-wise, muscle-wise, it's going to go there first. You know, your body breaks down the collagen protein, and one of those proteins is glycine, which helps your body sleep more soundly. So there's many, many benefits, but it's one of your few that your heart patients, your diabetics, if you're on prescription meds, it will not interact at all.
There's a 45-day money-back guarantee. Use the code DJV for free shipping and get these BOGO deals. It's a great way to lose weight, the healthiest way to do it in America. Check it all out at toploss.com.
Hello, Discover here. To explain our cash back match, here's how it works. We give you cash back for using your Discover card on the things you were going to buy anyway. Then we match that cash back in your first year. And that's why we call it cash back match. Now to recap and say cash back one more time. We match all the cash back you've earned at the end of your first year automatically. Discover. Exceptionally common sense. Learn more at discover.com/match. Limitations apply.
This week on RVER, sponsored by Progressive Insurance.
Oh, that new doctor has dropped it, gorgeous.
Please, he's just another Ivy League educated surgeon with good hair.
No, he's different.
Nurses, we got a Class C motorhome with a detached driver's side mirror. Meet me in the OR.
Stat.
Right away, doctor.
No, she's on break. I'll handle this one.
Oh, you conniving little...
When your RV really needs saving, Progressive has you covered. See if you could save with a leader in RV insurance. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and affiliates. Covered subject to policy terms.
Wait, aren't these all charitable donations?
At Magda's Tax Prep, every person counts.
I do not have to file for an extension.
She needs new auditors to maximize returns on her family time.
On itemized deduction. Hey, can someone help with these 1099?
Indeed can help her hire great people fast.
I need Indeed.
Indeed you do. Our hiring platform instantly connects you with quality candidates whose resumes on Indeed match your job description. Visit Indeed.com/credit and get $75 towards your first sponsored job. Terms and conditions apply.
Bad theater seats, cheap Halloween masks, my apartment, all things with obstructed views. Add to these large trucks and buses. 18-wheelers and large buses have big blind spots and, like my apartment, they don't always have the best view. Bus and truck drivers deal with blind spots around the entire vehicle. Always take care not to ride alongside or too close behind them. Our roads, our responsibility. Learn more at sharetheroadsafely.gov.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. ShopSuperT.com.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Was there a new movie about 2.5 men? Or is it 3.5 now? Maybe he's graduated. Chuck Curry is here. Movie Moments. Yes, that was the theme from the television show that put Charlie Sheen kind of on the map, I guess. Ashton Kutcher. Say it again, Doug. Ashton Kutcher as well. That's a tough name, isn't it? Say that fast, Chuck, will you?
I won't, but here's an example how fast time flies. This day in TV history, February 7, 2011, Charlie Sheen was fired from 2.5 Men.
And that long ago?
And then coined the phrase winning. Remember that?
Yeah, right. Well, he was drunk or on drugs all the time?
Well, he has sort of an interesting personal life, to say the least. But he was very good on that show, and he's very good in the sitcom format. Very good. He's got good timing. Yeah. He's likable. And that was that show didn't have a ton of substance, but it was what it was, and it did what it was very well.
What a wonderful way. It didn't have a ton of substance. There you go. I kind of like that. All right, so how substantive were the box office totals over the weekend with the Batman on top of the pile, right?
Yes, number one, Warner Brothers' The Batman, $128 million opening weekend, $120 million overseas. That is the best numbers for a Warner Brothers film post-pandemic. That's a really good number, actually, for a three-hour-plus running time and a movie that has a very dark tone. I was saying to Victoria off-air, I know about 10 people that went to see it. 9 of them loved it. 1 of them hated it. I liked the film. I thought it was a really interesting different version of this material. I am curious to see how the legs hold out. I think they'll hold out well because there's not a lot of competition in the month of Mouth. I think there's one movie.
And the word of
movie.
Mouth. The word of mouth is really good on it. And
I,
so I've heard from other people telling me, oh, you really should go and see it. It is really good.
And that's good. That, and you get that, usually get, you have legs that hold up at the box office. Here was an interesting story released, I think, Friday. Variety and The Hollywood Reporter, two of the bigger trades in the industry, say that Warner Brothers is fast-tracking a sequel to the 2007 Will Smith sci-fi hit
I Am Legend,
which will star Will Smith and Michael B. Jordan. Now, here's the thing, and this is not a spoiler because it's many years later. And at the end of I Am Legend, theatrical version, Will Smith's character Robert Neville dies. Okay. Now, they shot an alternative version, which was on the DVD special edition and is also going to be seen on YouTube, where the character lives. They're not saying what they're doing here. The plot point is being kept secretive. But I hope, and I mean I hope, they do not bring Will Smith back as a mutant zombie villain. I think that would be a bad idea. But that's a good pairing, and that pairing will make for a good box office, I would think.
Apparently, Lady Gaga, Kevin Costner, Zoe Kravitz are going to be Oscar presenters. When is that broadcast?
Okay, cool.
The last Sunday, I think, of March. Right? Anybody paying any attention?
They're already getting. I mean, it's fun to see Zoe's always great, and you know, it's fun to see you know the celebrities. But the show itself is already getting criticized because of the way they're going to do it. Chuck, you probably know more about it. They're going to be pre-taping certain parts, and then it's going to air during the broadcast. But it's not going to be the traditional in the theater, you know, sort of. So
right.
I'm not
they're
sure.
They're not
going to
telecast every live Oscar awards. I think at least eight, if not more now, are going to be before the live broadcast in the audience, and then they'll cut it and intertwine it into the live broadcast. So obviously, it'll get recognition, but they won't accept those awards live when the show goes on ABC.
There is a lot of
backlash in the industry about this, but I still think this was... this is going to happen sooner than later, and probably better sooner than later for the home viewer, because they're going to kill the telecast if they keep doing this, because people don't have the attention span anymore to watch 3.5-hour telecast.
So Rosie Perez is also going to be a host. It looks like Chris Rock, so that'll be good. That's not a bad combo of people. The the film industry is doubling down on the Russian efforts, the invasion of Ukraine. Certainly, there are the Russians have not been invited, apparently, to some of these events. I guess that's to be expected, though, right? Wouldn't you think that would be the way? You know, how
it's really going to be interesting to see how this all plays out in the next 6 months to a year in terms of any accessibility the Russian culture is going to have in the environment of the rest of the world. It's just really changing on a dime here.
You are correct, Chucker. Thank you.
Have you heard the warning from the dead doctors don't lie guy? I'm talking about Dr. Joel Wallach. He says if you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol or high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, or other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. That's what he says. He has a free lecture revealing what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in his free lecture called Deadly Recipe. You want it free? Call him toll free at 855-79-YOUNG. You ready? 855-79-YOUNG. Young, Dr. Joel Wallach, the dead doctors don't lie guy, says there's no reason why we shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there.